This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
3 minutes past the 11 o'clock here on your Monday morning, the second day of November. And coming up this Saturday on the 7th will be the Veterans Day Parade in Litchfield. And we're so happy right now to be joined by committee board members Marshall Kassenbaum and Will Tackerberry, a fine veteran. We'll get to Will in a moment. But Marshall, first things first, obviously this country is only what it is because of our great veterans, and this is such a great opportunity to honor everyone. This is going to be a great day coming up on Saturday.
Yes, and thank you, Tim, for having us here today. On behalf of the committee, Will Tackerberry and I are here to tell the community about the upcoming event, and we are excited about it. This is our second annual Veterans Day Parade, and it's just not for Litchfield veterans, it's for all veterans, and we want to make sure that, you know, the community really understands that. It's going to be a nice day, so it's going to be sunny. We'd like to have the community there, and it's November 7th at 3 p.m. It starts at Holy Family Church, and it will end at Library Park down State Street in Litchfield. Our lineup is at 2:30, so we are asking all veterans to just show up, and our Grand Marshal, Will Tackerberry, is going to tell you more about the parade.
All right, sounds very good, and we're very happy and honored now to have a great veteran, Will Tackerberry, in our studios. Good morning, sir.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah, thanks for having us over today, and we need all the publicity we can get on this parade. It's we've got about 40 entries so far, which is really good, and they're top-notch entries. We got the bagpipers, which always draws a crowd. And then we've got a trailer that they bring down from Wagner, the American Legion of Wagner, and it will hold about 35 veterans. And so a lot of our veterans, certainly from World War II, are aging and need a place to ride instead of march. Now, the history kind of our Veterans Day parades started back after World War II and the Korean War. We had parades here in Litchfield, and they would march from the city, from the Library Park, all the way out to the marina at Lake Luger. But now they weren't able to do that anymore. So now Jay the barber asked us, you know, why don't we start these parades again? And I said, well, we don't have young people that we can march in it. So they set up the committee, and Helen Saxby is the president of it. And we started having meetings and deciding what we was going to do. But it's going to be great, though.
Absolutely, and hopefully, like Marshall said, the weather will be fantastic. It looks like it should be. And, of course, Veterans Day comes up on the 11th. It'll be a week from Wednesday, and you will have a Veterans Day program then.
Yes, sir. We're going to have a Veterans Day program starting at 11 o'clock on November the 11th at the Veterans Memorial Garden. And we got a guest speaker, is Bill Kosage. He served on the Nuremberg trials with the prosecution, and he's going to be a great speaker, and he'll probably tell a lot of his experiences. It's very interesting to hear it.
He's the honorary Grand Marshal.
Yes.
Okay. Will, I'd like to talk a little bit about your distinguished service, sir. Tell us what branch of the military you're in and where you served.
Sir, I started out in 1948 out of high school, and I joined the Navy. And I did 5 years in the Navy. Wonderful days of my life. I always think those were the greatest, the early 50s, late 40s, and early 50s. And then after my Navy 5 years, I switched over to the Air Force. And I stayed with them till 1985. I have a total of 37 years of military service. The military was good for me. It gave us good training. We ate good, of course, and I visited a lot of bases in my experience. I've probably been to most European countries. I didn't serve over in the Japan area, in that area, but I served in the occupation forces of Europe.
And the bond I would imagine that you have with your fellow servicemen is just something, it's probably hard to even really put into words. If you haven't been in the military, you probably can't fully appreciate it.
Sure. Well, when I was in the military, I was asked several times to help with parades and that, and I always enjoyed doing that. I liked doing public relations work, and they always liked for me to organize a parade, so I was glad I'm able to help work with them on this.
Absolutely, sir. We thank you so much for your distinguished service.
Thank you, sir.
So you'll be the Grand Marshal of the parade coming up on November the 7th. I think Marshall has something that she would like to add as well.
Yes, again, we'd like to invite everybody to the parade. And following the parade, we're at the American Legion. They're going to have a reception. And after that, doors open at 5 and dinner at 6, the Marine Corps is having their annual birthday party, and that will be held at the VFW. Okay. So we'd like to see everybody come out and celebrate and honor the veterans.
And if someone would like to get involved, maybe be in the parade or has some way to contribute to the parade, how would they do that? Who should they contact and how should they do it?
We have a few people that you can contact, numbers such as Helen Saxby at 556-0771, or you can contact Marshall, myself, or Will Tackleberry as well, and Jay the barber. He is, like I said, he's the brainchild. You can also stop by his barbershop and say, I really want to get involved and I want to be there.
For you, just from your own personal perspective, to get to be around these great veterans that have made this country what it is, what is it like for you?
Well, it is an honor and it's a privilege. And we owe so much to the veterans who have sacrificed so much for the freedoms that we have today. And it just brings me so much pleasure to be able to be a part of this and the doing and being involved with the great things that are happening in this community to honor our veterans. I think we do a tremendous job, and we can't thank them enough.
Absolutely. And Will Tackleberry, who will be the Grand Marshal of the parade coming up, the Veterans Day Parade this Saturday in Litchfield. And then he was talking about the Veterans Day program that's going to come up on November 11th as well. And I guess, Will, finally, is there anything that you would like to say that hasn't been said?
Yes, probably so. I'm encouraging a lot of our younger veterans, and I'm talking about the recent conflicts and that. We'd love to see more of our veterans from the present time rather than we get a lot of Vietnam veterans and World War II veterans still and Korean War veterans, but we'd like to see more of the younger people and get involved in some of the veteran organizations here in town in Litchfield. We've got the VFW, and we've got the AMVETS, and we've got the American Legion and the Marine Corps League. Those are wonderful organizations to belong to, and we'd encourage them to come out and join in the parade and maybe possibly join one of those organizations and assist us in helping our community.
And Will, obviously, I'm not old enough to have been around during the Vietnam era, but I mean, obviously, history shows that Vietnam vets didn't really get the best and fairest treatment when they came back to the country. People were against the war, so in a lot of ways, they became against the veterans, which is very unfortunate because they had nothing to do with it. But it has to be heartwarming for you now to see that tide has definitely turned.
Yes, it has, and you know, we have the honor flight where we fly veterans to Washington, and it's a free trip for veterans. We're starting now taking Vietnam veterans, and I'm so proud of the fact that we're doing that now so they can get a proper welcome home. And when they come back from that honor flight, there's a large group up at the airport awaiting them and giving them a real good welcome that they should have had years ago. And I'm so proud of that organization, Honor Flight. We'll have that honor flight in our parade also.
All right, and the parade comes up on November the 7th. That is this Saturday, I guess. Will and Marshall, if you would just like to once again just kind of recap when the parade is and then talk about the Veterans Day program as well coming up on the 11th.
Okay, it's Saturday, November the 7th at 3 p.m., so please be there cheering on veterans or joining in on the parade or lining up at Holy Family, and the parade will go all the way to Library Park. Afterwards, we have a reception at the American Legion, so please join us there. And then at 5 o'clock, dinner at 6, is the annual Marine Corps birthday party.
Veterans Day, it starts on 11 o'clock on November the 11th at Litchfield Veterans Memorial Garden. And we've got one of the finest veteran memorials in this whole central Illinois. And we've got 3,700 of our veterans from all the different wars on the memorial. And we have 80 that have given their sacrificed their lives in the different wars, starting with World War I. So we're always proud to have a ceremony up there in the Veterans Memorial Garden.
Okay, so the program comes up on the 11th. The parade is this Saturday, the 7th. Will Tackleberry, thank you so much for your service. And I want to get you out of here with a real hard-hitting question.
Sure.
As far as the military meals go, the MREs, what is the best one and the worst one that you can recall having? If you could think of it.
You know what? I hate to say it, but in my time in service, we had K rations and C rations and those kind, and they were not too good at all. I always liked the they always had fruit cocktails in there, and I always liked that. But the other MREs, I had some of them, but I never had them in the service.
Yeah.
So I can't really tell you too much about them. I hear they are pretty good, though.
They've improved.
Yeah, and they can heat those up by just, I think they put a pill or something in it, heats them up, and they get a good hot meal. But I've heard good reports on it.
But you were a fruit cup man.
Yeah.
All right. Will Tackleberry, thank you so much, not only for coming out here and talking about the parade, but thank you so much for your honorable service over the years, sir.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you so much. The Veterans Day Parade coming up this Saturday, November the 7th in Litchfield, and then the Veterans Day program on November the 11th. Thank you so much to Will Tackleberry and Marshall Kassenbaum for coming out to our WSMI studios.